to tell you, it sure is nice to be back in school again. I remember I spent two of the happiest years of my life in the 11th grade. When I was in school, I was a very outstanding student. I was outstanding in the hall most of the time. That was what they called an honor student. Yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. You know, an automobile is pretty important to a teenager. It represents freedom. Freedom to go where you want to, when you want to, and with the people you choose. Of course, all freedom carries with it responsibility. Second thing an automobile represents is a thing called status. Status is pretty important to all of us. There are two ways of gaining it. One is through accomplishment. Maybe in athletics, music, drama, vocational skill, or an educational endeavor. But a way to gain status is through accomplishment. There's a second way some people try to gain status. This is the cat that screeches to a halt at a stop sign and then lays down 20 yards of rubber going out the other side. We just finished playing California. Ever been out there? Man, that's the land of the quick and the dead. If you're not quick, you're dead. I was riding the San Bernardino freeway going into Los Angeles one day, and I was doing the speed limit, which is about 65 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, this cat went by me. He went by me so fast, I thought I was standing still. I almost got out of my car to see what was wrong. Well, I happened to drive a new Dodge Charger, and so I caught him. And I wish you could have seen. I wish you could have seen his car. When I called what he was driving, a car, and being extremely generous, it's a bunch of tires hooked to a frame, looked like an accident going someplace to happen. It was a wreck, so whatever. Had a little sign hanging from the back, said, "Four wheels, no brakes, in God we trust." I mean, his tires were in shreds. If he ever hit anything, he'd not only knock him down and kill him, he'd give him 50 lashes, you know. He went into a gas station. I pulled in behind him. Now, I want to tell you, not only was this car something else, but this kid was something else. I mean, he was nothing but cool, man, you know. Hair all over everywhere, long sideburns, black leather jackets, trousers, half-mast. Boy, I took one look at him, and I thought to myself, now this is going to be a show. And it didn't take long to start. He reached his pocket, and he got a little package. He went, whoop, like this, and one of them stuck its head up, and he grabbed hold and put the package back in his pocket. Then he took it and thumped it on the back of his hand, stuck at the northeast corner of his mouth. He got him out of match, and he started to light up, but he wasn't like ordinary people. Mm-mm. He was too cool, man. He took a drag on that thing like it was the last thing he was ever going to do in life. He went, boy, I thought to myself, now that is really living right there. Boy, pure talent. I watched him for a while. Made up my mind I wouldn't get involved in that habit for two good reasons. Number one, didn't have the money to burn. Number two, figured if it got started, it might not get stopped. And like old Mark Twain says, anybody can quit. I've quit 1,000 times. Not only that, but I made up my mind I wouldn't go with a girl that smokes either. Well, you see, I'd sure hate to go to kiss that girl and smell a camel. Well, I tell you, I want to describe one more thing about this scene, and that was the girl. I want to tell you, this chick fit the picture beautifully. Boy, she had a hairdo to end all hairdos. It was everywhere. It looked like an explosion in a mattress factory. You haven't got to be some kind of a weird kook or some kind of a strange, far-out nut in order to gain attention. The best way in the world to gain status is through accomplishment. It'll sure last a lot longer, too. Third thing an automobile represents is a thing called power. Power's pretty exciting. I was given the keys to a car that cost over $250,000 to build. It's Chrysler's Turbine car. Took the key and slipped in the ignition and hit the starter. Watch the tachometer on the dashboard climb up to around 12 or 13,000 RPMs. The turbine kicked in, and I slipped it in gear and out into the road, and for a day and a half, I had a ball.